So who's worse? Who's more annoying, Drake or fucking Chance the Rapper?
I don't know.
Drake
know.
Not.
Go ahead.
Drake not really annoying though, is he?
Nah, he's annoying in the sense that like it's like, man, fuck this dude.
He
does all this cool shit, got all this money, he's fucking great. Like, fuck that dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chance is annoying in the sense it's like he has his nose up to everyone that doesn't like praise the Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you think he has a weird sense of entitlement.
You think Drake is gonna start praising the Lord?
Nah, Drake worships the devil.
Damn.
Six God.
About to crack this seltzer. I've got a Trader Joe's sparkling raspberry lime spring water.
Ooh,
let it rip.
That'll be a nice sound for the listeners at home.
Drake is like best in show poodle annoying.
shit, that's too good.
Right?
Yeah.
And Chance is just like, I don't know, trying to get best in show chihuahua annoying.
Yeah, he's definitely a chihuahua.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chance looks like a bootleg, like, toy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, there's cool action figures, and then there's, like, the bootleg versions of it where they're, like, their shirt is the same color as their skin and shit.
Where the paint from the shirt blends right in.
Yeah.
That's funny as shit. Because I remember I used to think that when I was little, like, you know, everybody fucked with, if you a Gen Xer, you fucked with Star Wars toys. But I always used to hate that Star Wars toys were Kenner.
Kenner?
And they weren't. Yeah, they were made by Kenner. And G.I. Joe, I think, was Hasbro.
Oh, yeah.
And the Kenner toys the elbows didn't flex.
Yep. Like, they didn't flex at all.
Yeah, and I used to be like, these toys are so ass. Like, the Star Wars toys fucking suck. Like, yeah, I don't give a shit.
You could only move their shoulders.
Yeah, their shoulders and their hips.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they like move, you know, one way. And I used to just be like, I don't give a fuck if Return of the Jedi was dope. These toys fucking suck.
Like, I had mad Star Wars toys as a child.
Star Wars toys are huge.
Yep. I had the Han Solo frozen in kryptonite
thing. That was a rare ass
not toy. Kryptonite, whatever the hell it was.
That's dope.
You could stick him into that metal shit.
Yeah.
You know?
I definitely had corny ass G.I. Joes, but it was like it was the G.I. Joes that were like a foot tall and they had like real clothes and shit on them.
Yes, yes. I had some of those too.
They were like 70s ones.
Yeah, they were.
I had those too.
They were like Barbies.
They were like big as shit.
But they were G.I. Joes, so they weren't Barbies. But they had like real clothes. And they were still plastic.
But they were Barbies. Yeah.
They were definitely Barbies.
Yeah. They were just like boy Barbies.
Yeah, that's funny as shit. Them the drinks my dad had. How the fuck y'all had those big ones?
I don't know, man. I got them. I don't know. I was probably four or five. So this was like, you know, 91.
80s. Yeah, late. Yeah,
it was like 90, 90s. 91.
No, I had them later. I had them. I remember getting the big ass G.I. Joes. Like a little later, probably when I was like 8 or 9.
I think they released them.
Yeah, they must have. They had like guns and shit as well.
Yeah, they did. Like, you can like
it was
put
sick.
Them over their shoulder and shit. Like, they came off and they can hold them.
Very dope.
Yeah.
Very dope.
I would.
Man, we're starting this off talking about a bunch of nerd stuff. Rafiq didn't even introduce us.
I know, we can just start it again.
My bad. So we just jumped right into it today because we were so excited to get it started.
Finally back.
This is the American Lunch Break Podcast. I'm on today with Uncle Ron and Sam.
What's up?
It's me, Feet, and we back to be recording. So this would be our second week in a row, which is exciting as shit.
Mm-hmm.
We back. Back on the Twitter. It's first time spammer on Twitter, American Lunch Break on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. That's all I got for y'all.
That's right.
Yeah, we back.
We're podcasting from three different corners of Philadelphia right now.
Yeah, holding down the definitely whole entire city.
The whole city. Miles away from each other.
Real shit.
Just out here, West Philly, you know, laying in bed, drinking my seltzer, lazy Sunday evening.
Damn.
Just watched a few episodes of Seinfeld.
A man of leisure.
You know.
A few episodes? You watched it. What'd you watch? What's Seinfeld on Hulu still?
On Hulu, yeah. I watched a couple episodes from the third season because I watched the most recent Curb, and I was like, I need a little bit more of that vibe. So I tossed on some Seinfeld. But I had a busy-ass day. I was dog-sitting all weekend, and then I was tattooing.
Damn.
Oh, earlier.
Nice. So. Jack-of-all-trades. He could watch dogs. Tattoo your body.
Yep. Tattooed three different people for Valentine's Day. You know?
Nice. Did three people, you said?
Yeah, I did three people. Yep. Tattooed some Valentine's Day stuff. So, you know, that's how it goes. So now I'm chilling.
Nice. You took the stolen car back?
Yeah, I took the stolen car back. Yep.
Like, you stole a car?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah, he stole somebody's truck, I think.
Sam!
Hotwire that shit.
I didn't know you had it in you.
The only reason I'm bringing it up is because the police in Philadelphia don't care if you steal cars anymore.
Yep, stole that shit. You know, took it out for a couple days. Brought it back. Yeah, no, I returned that car. It wasn't stolen, Ron.
He came back to their house and was like, y'all sleep. He was like, y'all sleep hard as shit. Here are your keys.
I left him a little note, you know, keys are under the doormat.
Oh, no, I forgot you said that. You left a post-it on the windshield.
Yeah, yeah,
stole
yeah.
your car.
Yo, my bad, stole I took car. It.
Yeah.
Nice car.
Thank you for the car.
Nice car, thanks.
Good acceleration.
Needed groceries, be back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Toyotas are really good cars.
It was a Jeep.
It's a Jeep. Oh, Jeeps are really shitty cars. Always breaking. Got you a new transmission from Walmart.
Yep. Yeah, I wasn't house sitting. I was just stealing someone's car and then using their house to do laundry. Using their car to go get my laundry from West Philly, driving back to South Philly, doing my laundry there, and then bouncing. Leaving a note.
That's a power move.
Eddie Murphy shit from Trade-In. Was it Trade-In Places? When did Eddie Murphy had a movie where he like stole the dude's house?
Yeah, I think Trading Places.
Trading Places.
Yeah. What was that Eddie Murphy movie where he was really, really little? He was like a little tiny version of himself. Remember that?
Yeah. That's Rick Moranis.
It was Honey, I Shrunk Eddie Murphy.
It was Indian in the Cupboard.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy was in... Yeah, it was the Indian in the Cupboard.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy was not in a little person movie.
Yeah, that's...
No, he was. He was. It was like later in his career.
Really?
It was like there was like big Eddie Murphy and then little Eddie Murphy.
What?
I'm telling you.
Yeah. If it was late, I mean, was that after Dr. Dolittle?
Definitely.
All right, I probably
Inner Space.
Seen it
was Inner like space. Late. I didn't see Dr. Dolittle either.
Damn. I definitely watched that when it came out because I was still young enough to like be like, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
And then not realize that like it wasn't good.
Yeah. Yeah. I read Dr. Dolittle books when I was little. That was my shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab some water, I'll be back in like 2 seconds.
Alright. I wanted to be like an animal guy. You know?
Alright. I mean,
is he grabbing water or grabbing the baby? I think Rafik has a baby, y'all. I don't know if he let everyone know that.
Young ex.
But, yep. Yep. He won't let me meet him either.
I mean, can you blame him?
I'm going to steal his car and steal his baby.
Yeah I'm going to. I need. I'm gonna borrow your car and your child. I gotta go to Sears for a boyfriend.
Yeah. Mind if I just borrow baby X for a second?
They're doing half off family photos.
It's just the deal. I just can't pass up the deal.
Fuck. Oh man.
What's up with you, Ron?
Same old shit, man. Just hustling candles and you know, keep them busy.
Yep.
Chill.
Yeah.
I didn't do shit today.
Burn one for Uncle Ron.
What's that?
Burn one for Uncle Ron. Yeah,
absolutely, man. Forever and ever. Went out to Jenkintown to drop off some supplies to the shop that wanted to carry it. And that was about the only amount of work I did today. It was nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Unlike me, having a full day of stealing cars and giving people tattoos.
Hey, man. That's why life is beautiful. We're all different, you know?
We're all different.
We all lead all different lives.
Yes, sir. So you're going gray. I saw you said on Twitter you're going gray, but your hairline's still on point.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. It's husky as shit.
Yeah. I mean, you have one of the cleanest hairlines in the game, I'd say.
Honestly, I want LeBron to see it.
Like, Jalen Rose?
Nah, I want LeBron to see my hairline.
We're talking about hairlines, Rafik.
You got a new hairline?
No, it's just it's the same old one, but it's still lush as fuck.
He's got that perfect hairline.
You don't get your
what's that?
Your front shaped up, right? You don't what's get up? Your front shaped nah. up.
Yeah.
Nah, I can't do that.
You gotta get the Caesar. You gotta get the Kenzo special.
Yeah, you gotta get a lineup.
Never. I can't do that. All natural.
You just have that strong hairline.
My mom never used to do my forehead lineup.
I definitely did when I was younger, for sure, but not these days.
Yeah, my mom wouldn't even let me. Well, so when I was real little, she wouldn't let me. Then when I got to get my own haircuts, I used to do it because, you know, everybody else do that shit. And then when I started getting older, like in my 20s, I just didn't even get fucking haircuts. Like once I became a courier, I think, I just stopped getting haircuts. But LeBron has to shape up the front because it's not his real hair.
Yeah. LeBron should just go for that Basquiat haircut, you know, where it's shaved all the way to the back and then long in the back. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, like the where it's shaved on the sides and then dreads.
No, like it's like a skullet. Like, shaved that all the way to the back. Long in the back.
Fucking out of control, Sam. Stop. Stop.
Just, you know.
I don't understand.
Just go for it.
I know we talk about this shit all the time, but do you think Stevie Wonder's circular mustache can fill the bald spot at the top of LeBron's head? You think that's the missing piece to get his hair to grow back?
That's the missing piece. That's the missing piece. He's got to hit up Stevie.
Oh, the back part.
Stevie's mustache will fit perfectly.
On LeBron's, right on LeBron's whole
top of his head.
On his whole joint.
And it's
Stevie's goatee could be LeBron's whole haircut.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. It's fucked up because both of you are older than me. And have perfect hairlines, and I'm out here, you know, losing hair.
You're stressing
hair by
yourself
the day.
Out, Sam, stealing cars and shit, using other people's washer and dryer.
That is true. He's stressing himself the fuck out. But that's something that your hair is passed down. It's an heirloom.
It's true.
You know,
I should be thankful.
You should be thankful.
It's an heirloom. That's my heritage.
Yeah, it's a tradition.
Yeah.
Your dad, Is your dad's hair like yours?
Yeah.
See, it was probably like your dad, your dad's dad, your dad's dad, dad. If you go back to the caveman times, if you find your caveman ancestor, he probably got the same hair.
Yeah. All right, I'm sending you guys a photo of the Basquiat haircut.
You should
in the chat.
You should find your Geico caveman doppelganger.
See how his hairline was.
Holy shit!
You see that hair? You see that?
Yo.
You see the haircut?
Yeah. LeBron should definitely get that.
Fuck. Seth put me onto this haircut.
Yo.
To this style of Basquiat hair.
Oh my god, that's awful.
Yo. Basquiat was fucking wild.
Yeah, he could pull it off though. He could pull off whatever.
Nope. Yeah, when you hide, you can pull off anything.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. But I'm saying LeBron should just go for that. You know?
Just shave his head again, man. He looked like a fucking lunatic. It was awesome.
Yeah.
He should shave his head.
He looked crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
Now he's trying to draw his hairline on. It just looks silly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
looks like a dude at the Y.
So you think you could get, if you got hair plugs, you could get, you think LeBron could get dreads? Like, you could get hair plugs and let it grow so long that you could dread it.
Like Joe Dirt when he woke up out of the coma.
This motherfucker's talking about Joe Dirt.
That's like next level. That's like next level. That's next fucking level.
That shit. Imagine Bron showing up to like the next game just full dreads. Big ass fucking.
Yo, that motherfucker used to be bald back in the day, son. That motherfucker was bald for real shit. Wait, he was bald, son. He got dreads now. He got dreads now. He don't play no fucking games with that hair shit.
The thing is, though, I don't. So, do hair plugs grow once you put them in your head?
I don't know. I don't know anything about them.
That shit probably got an app.
Turn everyday people into creative characters.
Yeah,
it's like the Nest thermostat. You just like keep going in the circle.
Like Alexa, grow my hair.
Oh shit,
Alexa,
that shit got an app.
A high and tight.
That shit got she got a knob on the app too.
Yeah,
like let me just grow my shit real long today. My shit gonna be long. Wait till you get a load of me. My shit gonna be long.
Luscious as hell.
Yeah.
Dude, that'd be dope as shit. I would definitely give myself like a Wesley Snipes flat top.
Yeah.
Like, that'd absolutely
be dope.
I would have like just a wet dripping Jerry curl.
I would have NFL player dreads like down to my ankles.
Oh,
that'd
yeah.
be wild.
That shit would cover my jersey and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Probably smell like shit too.
Yeah.
I would paint them shit the same color as my jersey and pants. It's to blended.
To be like a cheap Ashton figure.
Yeah.
Fucking camo dress.
Like, yo, that's his jersey. No, it's his dress, dog. His shit red at the top because his jersey red. And then when his numbers turn white, his hair turn white. That shit, wow. He got that.
It'd be funny if they covered up the front of the uniform, too.
Both. Like a robe.
Oh god, that sounds awful.
Mm-hmm. That's the look.
That's the look. They got an app for that shit. Mm-hmm. Hair plug app. Mm-hmm. You want the app? That's extra, son. If you want the app, I can do the plugs. But if you want the app too, because the app with the app, peep it. If you get the app, you can give yourself cuts, grow your shit, short inch, whatever. But if
line
you
just, it up.
Yeah, if you want the plugs, that's it. That ain't that much. But if you want the app, that's a grip. It's going to be a grip. And then if you want it on like 5 devices, like if you want the app on your phone, you want the app on your computer,
on your watch.
On your watch, your iPad, you know what I mean?
Google Home.
Mm-hmm. You never know. Yeah, Google Home, that shit compatible with Alexa too, B.
Mm-hmm.
Grow your hair.
You can only download the app if you got LeBron money, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the app like a million. Alexa, cut my
Elon
shit.
Elon Musk.
Shape me up, Alexa.
Yeah, shoot me up, Alexa.
Elon Musk got the app.
Yeah.
Right. What if he was the app? What if it wasn't Alexa? It was like, yo, Elon.
Elon,
line my shit up.
And he has that weird, he like kind of has a South African accent, right? Yeah.
He's just smirking the whole time. He's not talking.
Yeah.
I never heard Elon talk, ever.
I think he's like, he's got like a little bit of a South African.
I thought he sounded like Siri.
He's got a little bit of it. I never heard Jeff Bezos talk.
Same voice as Siri.
You don't have to talk when you got that kind of money.
No, you don't.
Bezos just bought the most expensive residential real estate in LA, I think.
Yeah, he did.
He got $1 billion, like hundreds of billions.
Yeah.
Wild. And he went through a divorce.
Yeah.
Yep. Still has it.
Like he's so.
Now she also has it.
Jeff Bezos is so rich that a divorce didn't even crack him.
No.
That shit was like he dropped his phone and he broke the fucking screen protector. That's it.
It's got a new one.
It's like, oh, it's cool. It's all good. I'm going to order another one.
Yeah, I'll order another one.
Ain't shit.
Yeah.
That money. Ordering shit, dude. He got a whole fucking closet full of them.
That money that he
pulled one out.
That money that he lost. And that he probably was like, oh, I got that invested somewhere anyway. That ain't shit.
Absolutely.
He's like, I'm going to make that back.
Yo, most of his money is fucking overseas anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of it. All them motherfuckers. Yeah. All them tech motherfuckers. Jeff, all fucking of them. Corny ass Bezos. But what if it was a cool billionaire tech person that was like super hip, hanging out in the hood, chilling, pulling his Tesla up, jumping out, rolling blunts. Motherfuckers wouldn't have shit to say. Like, nothing you can say. It's like nothing you can say. Like, damn, I can't even hate on this motherfucker, though, really. Just, like, giving people stacks of money. Like, here you go, fam. Don't worry about it.
You would still hate on him.
You couldn't even hate on Twitter. Like, oh, that motherfucker ugly as shit, though. You fuck him.
Yeah. We still crack on his hairline.
Mm-hmm. Pay all his taxes, everything.
Yeah.
Here you go, fam. Yep. Don't worry about it.
Because that would be so corny. You know? Yeah.
Oh, that corny-ass motherfucker. Giving it,
pandering motherfucker.
Yeah, giving his money away. Corny ass motherfucker. Corny motherfucker. That motherfucker be listening to Chance. Corny ass shit.
Yeah. You know Jeff Bezos listens to Chance.
You gotta hate. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. He loves him.
Absolutely.
Same tight ass shirts.
Yeah. Yep.
Definitely listening to fucking Chance and Neil Diamond.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fucking.
But what is, speaking of our benevolent billionaire overlords, what does Bloomberg listen to?
Bloomberg don't listen to music. He listen to Grimes.
Nah, Bloomberg listens to like a glass of milk microwaving.
Yeah, that's funny as shit. Oh, the bass.
Bloomberg is just
all the way up.
Bloomberg is just running for president to try to holler at Grimes.
Yeah. Fucking dead.
Yeah. Truly.
Did Duncan truly. Didn't he tax Dunkin' Donuts because they had a sugary beverage or some shit?
Yeah, I mean he's an evil, evil man.
Michael Bloomberg.
Yep. He's an evil man.
Yeah, that dude fucking stinks. Looks like he eats like frozen Salisbury steaks in front of the TV every night.
Dang, that's how he got his money.
Yeah. Salisbury steaks.
Yeah, he's like, I'm saving my dough, fam. Only eating Salisbury steaks.
No, he looks like he eats fucking babies.
Yeah.
Like all those motherfuckers.
Frozen babies. Hansel and Gretel ass dudes.
Right, yeah. Suck on a frozen baby's toe.
Mm-hmm. Come in the cabin. Come in the cabin. I'm just turning on the oven.
He looks like he uses Visine as a condiment.
You're worse.
Yeah. Allegedly, someone should take his ass out, I would say.
I mean, you could say that about a lot of people, but...
Yeah.
But Did you see the thing? I think I saw it on Twitter earlier, where it was like him saying that... you shouldn't, pretty much if somebody came in to the hospital and they were like 95 and they had cancer, that we should say that there's no cure for them. We can't help them. But
yeah.
If it's like a young person, like we should. He was like, oh, but America's not ready to deal with that.
Bloomberg said that?
Yeah. I mean, he's a fucking...
That dude does not value life
at all. Not at all. He's an authoritarian psycho.
That don't even make sense either, though, because it's not like America doesn't have the resources to help a 95-year-old kid. It's the stupidest thing to say.
Yeah.
Who are you to, like, have control over, like, human life? You know what I mean? Like, everybody has a right to, you know, get proper treatment if they have, like, you know, illnesses like that. You know?
Yeah.
It's like...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just true shithead
fucking
shit.
Fucking weirdo.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, in his world, it's like... That's just like... Oh, natural selection, you know? Like, he wants poor people to die for sure. Yeah. No question. He don't give a fuck.
Where did Bloomberg get his money from?
From the Bloomberg Terminal. Which was like... And from, like, Bloomberg News and all that shit.
Oh, okay.
Bloomberg Terminal was, like, this thing that was, like, for, like... some sort of, like, stock trading thing? I don't really know. Some sort of piece of technology in, like, the 90s. That, like, businesses use and shit. But...
He ain't doing shit.
But, yo... I fucking hope not.
Switching gears up a little bit. I had some good... I think I would call them good notes. This one specifically I saw online and it struck a chord with me. It's one of those, you know, you'd be reading an article and then at the bottom it has some dumbass article, but you might click it like, yo, that's wild. Let me click that dumb shit. So this joint says 40 things you should stop wearing after 40. And I was like, oh, I'm after 40. Let me check this out. Let me see what they don't want me to wear. So I'm going to go through this list and then, we could comment on them as I go through them because we ain't going to wait. The first one is inexpensive basics, which is, it says, I'm going to just read what they say about it. Camisoles, t-shirts, and a good pair of tights are the basics that ground your wardrobe. So you might as well invest and ditch the cheap stuff. The better the fabric, the longer the piece will last you, says celebrity stylist Jackie Stafford. Plus, it will hang better on your body.
Rafiq, I've been saying for a minute, you need to stop. Wrong. You need to stop wearing cheap ass tights.
Mm-hmm. You need to stop wearing $2 t-shirts, dog.
Yeah.
Because you're just gonna throw them away in 6 months anyway, so you might as well buy a $90 one.
Yeah, you can't be going to Foreman Mills.
Mm-mm, I gotta stop going to Foreman Mills, for real. I gotta stop wearing shirts with one sleeve longer than the other one.
Just a little bit longer, but it throws your whole shit off all day.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit, yeah. Fuck my whole morning up. I get up, look in the mirror, and I be like, shh, you know what, fuck it. Then I get to work, and I be like, damn, man, I should have put the one on with the equal length sleeves on. Fuck my whole day up.
I'm gonna be all lopsided all day.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting old paper day. Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All day.
One arm feel like it's longer.
Yep. So I went to Foreman Mills just the other day.
Yeah, polio sleeves. Mm-hmm. Wait, you want it back? You ain't go back.
You know what? I fucked up though, because I accidentally bought Comfort Colors mediums, but I'm not a medium in Comfort Colors. I'm a large in Comfort Colors.
You returned them?
So, no.
I tried.
They were $2. They don't take returns.
I'll trade you.
All right, I'll give you one.
All right, that's private talk. We can't talk about our private businesses on the air.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
No, please keep going.
Talk about your private businesses.
No, go on. This is compelling stuff.
Trade you. I bought a pair of small boxers. I'll trade you for an extra large.
People love to hear about, like, you know, what t-shirts we're wearing.
It humanizes us.
Where we got them.
Since we're billionaires, it humanizes us.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Thousandaires. Let me correct that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because even thousandaires like us, you know, sometimes make the mistake of buying a shirt that one of the sleeves is a little longer.
See, America? Than the other. See? Even thousandaires like us have to shop at Foreman Mills still.
Yeah, even low thousandaires, yep, like us.
Mm-hmm. Number two.
Ones of thousands heirs.
1,000. 100 heirs.
Yo. Even 100 heirs. On a good day, I'm a 1,000 heir. I'm a 1,000 heir. And then other times, other times I'm a hundreds heirs.
Tax season.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is super loud colors.
Mm-hmm.
That's corny and shit. Super loud colors. Don't be afraid to add colors to your more neutral wardrobe, but stick to one statement piece per outfit. Color is a great way to add vibrancy and can make you look more youthful, but can easily be overdone, says Stafford.
Damn.
Yo, fuck Jackie Stafford.
Right?
I can wear whatever colors I want to fucking wear.
Yeah. I've been saying you need to add a little more pop to your wardrobe.
Yeah, a little more pop, you know? See?
Yeah.
Everybody needs some pop.
Yeah. A little eggshell blue, you know?
A little red, fire engine red.
Fire engine red.
Ooh.
Something like that.
This one really hits me in the heart right here. Ill-fitting underwear. Because I love ill-fitting underwear.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You like when it's like too baggy and it rides up your ass? Yeah.
Boxers. Well, I'm skinny. Yeah. So it just don't. It's like.
Oh.
They're like basketball. My boxers are longer than some of the college players' shorts.
Yeah, you rock the boxers coming out of the bottom of the shorts look during the summer.
You got Janko briefs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just started wearing little shorts. Now in basketball they wear little shorts. We was doing that shit for what, like fucking 15 years? Short, above the knee shorts.
Yeah, Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, well, not, you know. Yeah, I guess so.
Yep. Coochie cutters.
Oh, I guess this lady's talking about a bra.
Mm.
I don't wear bras anymore.
Yeah, because you're over 40.
Mm-hmm, over 40. I just let it.
Yeah.
Just let them rip.
Let them rip.
Ooh, number four. This one's for you, Sam. Clothes covered with logos.
Damn.
Especially Carhartt logos. No, it doesn't say that.
Called out. Called out.
The last.
Especially Carhartt.
Especially seized. The last thing a mature adult wants to be grouped together with tweens and... Wait, what? The last thing a mature adult wants to be is to be grouped together with tweens in today's social media obsessed look at me climate. But portray yourself as a walking billboard for a brand will do just that. Look for emphasis on tailoring and special details that don't scream who you are wearing, but what you're wearing instead, says fashion stylist Eric Himmel said that. Oh my God, I had some Labatt blues tonight. anything too revealing. Number five, don't wear anything too revealing when you're over 40. Yeah.
Rafiq is struggling through this clickbait article.
So struggling. Struggling. I'm like a fucking third grader. Whole class laughing at me with their heads in their heads in their hands.
Exactly.
Sure, if you got it, flaunt it, but maybe don't flaunt all of it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Choose one area of your body to highlight with each outfit. If you're showing cleavage, keep the hemline on the longer side, says stylist Samantha Brown, who has worked with stars.
Damn, that's rude. That's a little, you know, that's a little slut-shamey.
Only over 40, though. You cannot wear these things if you're over 40.
Yeah.
Yo, it's wild. Slut-shamey. People get paid to write this shit.
Yeah.
Yo, this...
Like, straight up, they get paid a lot of money to write this shit. This very shit.
Crazy.
Yep.
I don't know, though. Do they?
No, they
do. Or do they get paid not a lot of money?
Do they get paid like $10?
No, they definitely get paid a lot of money to write that bullshit.
Or do they get paid? They might get paid in Uber vouchers.
Yeah. Uber vouchers and Foreman Mills coupons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Easily.
And they get coupons for fucking jewel packs.
They're like,
yeah, yeah.
They're like, I'm not using this Foreman Mills coupon because all of their clothes are brightly colored.
I'm not. And also one sleeve is always longer than the other.
I'm not wearing anything out of there. I tell you that much. I am not wearing anything out of there. I'm not even going in there, first of all.
No, it smells like dust.
Yeah. Fuck.
The West Philly Foreman Mills definitely smells like dust.
Smells like dust or crack. Which one?
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. Smells like crack and wet.
You left out piss.
Smells like
cooking. Yeah, and piss.
Somebody's cooking up.
some shaking.
Number six is mesh or sheer clothing. Don't do that. Don't do that. If you over 40.
No mesh?
If you over 40.
Bro.
Mesh or sheer clothing.
Yeah, but back in the day, you were in the club. Back in your techno days, you were in the club with the mesh. No?
I don't know if I had mesh.
Like those fucking the half shirt, like football pennies.
No, I never wore that kind of shit.
That's a sick look.
Like
though.
A Deion Sanders fucking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Ezekiel Elliott joint.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The crop top. The mesh crop top.
Mm-hmm. Number seven is the fire though. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Drugstore glasses. Don't do it. I don't give a shit how fast you need to read something. Don't do it. Don't do it. I just gotta go to CVS real quick. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you do not.
Get a fucking monocle.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Get you a monocle from Jewelers Row, made in 1644.
Mm-hmm.
Do not. If you're over 40. Go into CVS and buy no drugstore glasses real quick. Nothing. No, you won't be reading that day. You will be waiting.
Rafiq needs some reading glasses over there.
All right, number eight is a worn down purse or briefcase. Fuck that. That's stupid. Number nine, class rings. Don't be wearing your class ring.
That should go out there.
Do you guys
fucking
have class rings?
With high school fucking pullover hoodies.
Yeah. Class ring.
Do you guys have a class ring?
No. Nah, I got kicked out.
Oh, yeah.
They was like, no ring for you, motherfucker.
I don't think we had class rings.
Even if I was able to get a class ring, there was no way my mom was paying for it.
A class
ring. Oh, yeah.
Three-finger ring.
Oh, yeah. Three-finger ring.
Three-finger class ring. That'd been sick.
Be lucky enough you get education. Talk about a fucking class ring.
That is true. That's real shit. The school used to always throw that kind of shit in your face too.
If you don't walk or great, you won't get your class ring, you won't get your jacket, you won't get your pictures.
It's cool. Wasn't getting it anyway.
They try to make that shit like
it's not in the budget.
That's big memories. That's big memories right there.
Ain't no fucking memories, man.
No, I can't remember shit.
It's high school, bruh. High school. High school, bro.
Let it go.
You gonna be Let here, but I won't.
I went to my 10-year reunion this year.
Damn.
You did?
Yeah, that was a trip.
Really? That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was weird. I didn't go to my 5-year, but then my boys that I still talk to from high school were all going. So I was like, all right, if you guys are going, I'll go. It was kind of like, all right, if we're either none of us are going or all of us are going to go.
Is it like punch bowl dance shit like the movies?
There was no punch bowls. It was like in a bar in Brooklyn. And, you know, certain individuals got, you know, like people I hadn't seen in 10 years, you know, just seeing them and they're like fucking just so trashed. It's like, bro, this is, you know.
They still live in New York.
This is awkward. Some of them live in New York. I don't know. Some of the people I went to high school with are, like, doing bad stuff.
Oh, really?
In the world. Yeah, like finance shit.
Oh, know? Like New York downtown shit?
Yeah, like New York, like, scary New York shit.
Yeah. Damn. You know?
That's wild how people get wrapped up in that shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But my, the school I went to is, like, a pipeline for that.
Oh, really?
For that kind of, yeah, for that kind of shit. You know, Martin Shkreli went there.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
Yeah.
Nice.
That kind of vibe. That's all you really need to know.
It's oh, like fuck. I meant to ask my uncle about that dude, because my uncle in the same joint as him, I think.
He knows him?
Yeah, but man, my uncle was mad, be mad as shit when I asked him about motherfuckers, because my uncle, like, real OG, like, super OG. I told you what he said about the mayor of Detroit dude.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you was up there with that dude? He's like, man, fuck that motherfucker. Fuck that nigga. He ain't nobody. I was like, damn. I was like, you right, you right. I was like, you right, you right, you right, you right. He's like, loudmouth ass motherfucker. He ain't nobody. They'd have fucked him up in the pen. I was like, I know they probably would have. They probably would have.
Probably right, Unc.
He don't fuck, you know, my uncle, like, real street. Like, he don't fuck, he don't give a fuck about them dudes.
Yeah.
So when I asked him, he just be like, why the fuck you want to know about this nerd ass nigga? You know what I mean?
But I want to know about Shkreli.
Yeah, I want that. We want that Wu-Tang album, Unc.
I just,
tell him, yeah.
I cough that fucking album up.
And apparently, like, in the spring of last year, he was moved from federal prison after a claim that he was running a drug company with a banned cell phone.
Oh, that's probably happened. Yeah, he got bumped up then, didn't he?
Yeah.
He got bumped up. With his security got bumped up. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Damn, what an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Cause dude, I don't really want to go. I don't like talking about that, you know, the shit on in front of, I never know how big this shit might get. I don't like talking about this shit on the podcast. But dude, a lot of that cell phone shit is not like, it's not rare.
Oh yeah.
But his nut ass.
It's crazy because it's him.
He was probably trying to flex. Like, he trying to impress motherfuckers, and I'm still, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He's gotta know he's whack as shit. Like, he's gotta know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's worth a lot of money.
I don't know, man.
But, like, he has to know that he's, like, a corny fucking dude.
I don't think so. Listen, I went to school with a lot of Martin Shkreli type dudes, and they don't know. They don't know they're corny.
That's wild. That's wild. They gauge everything on, like, you know, whatever someone's financial situation is. So if they have a lot of money, then they feel as like,
that's all it is.
I'm doing well. And if you don't have money, then you're whack. It's like,
yeah,
that's definitely it, bud.
Yeah, real. That's real. But that, damn, he got bumped up. How much time did he get?
I have no idea.
Probably like 4 years. He got time. He didn't get that much time. Whatever. Fuck them. We ain't gonna waste no more airtime on him.
No.
What was I about to say before that though? Oh, the last joint on that dumbass list was sports jerseys.
You can't. Damn.
Like, yeah. Out in public, or just like.
Yeah, working. I mean, if you're over 40, don't wear no fucking sports jerseys. But fuck that. Damn. I'm getting a jersey.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
I mean, that article, I don't listen to that shit anyway.
That shit is written by, like, a fucking 17-year-old white girl.
Martin Shkreli wrote that joint. I'm a fashion icon. I go by my own rules. I'm like DMX.
That's right. That's right. One super long sleeve on the hoodie.
You think Martin Shkreli is sponsored by Fashion Nova?
Yeah, definitely.
Martin Shkreli. Martin Shkreli doesn't know about having one long sleeve.
Nah, he don't. He never, never did. Martin Shkreli only wear fucking suits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He ain't wearing no suit now.
Fuck that, dude.
Little bitch. Wearing a prison suit. He wearing a nut ass, fake ass Dickies.
Yeah, wearing his birthday suit.
He's holding someone's pocket.
mm-hmm. Dickie suit without the logo.
Rafiq's got to go find his reading glasses.
Cold-blooded.
And get another Labatt. Labatt blue. You rocking a mustache these days? I haven't seen your face in so long.
Nah, man, all bearded up.
Damn.
All bearded up. Same old, same old.
Damn. I'm all mustache.
I don't feel... I feel like you don't know any other way now.
I don't. I'm just a mustache guy.
That's fine, man. It works for you. It suits your face.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No doubt.
It's just, yeah, once I went mustache, I was like, I should have been doing this my whole damn life. Crack. There he is.
Had to get a Labatt.
We're talking about
it's late as shit.
You had to get the Labatt.
It's late.
And you had to get your reading glasses.
Mm-hmm. Just cracked open those reading glasses.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Had to break them in half. Pulled them out. Put them on.
Yeah, busted those shits right in half. Mm-hmm.
Got to step on them first.
Yeah, we're talking about mustaches.
Well, I think Rafiq cut mine.
You cut yours?
Mm-mm.
No, you never did.
Mm-mm. I cut my mustache one time.
Since I met, to get the pencil joint.
Since I met Beth, I need to draw one.
You need to get the pencil mustache.
Damn, the Gomez Adams.
Yeah, who's Gomez Adams?
The pinstripe suit joint.
Yeah, that's what you need.
That's a big mustache.
I need to get. Yeah. I want to get a pair of the shape up clipper joint so I can do it myself.
The shape ups, the Skechers shape up shoes.
Fuck, you a dumbass. the clippers. Because I don't like going to Skechers shape ups, dog.
What a pair of Lululemons.
Those are joint. The shape ups, the one with got the rocking chair bottoms. Rocking chair bottoms.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah,
yeah.
Fuck. Damn.
I need those.
That's fashion. On my quest that's real to get fashion a, shit.
To get a big fat ass.
Damn, them shits is sick. Fuck. Fucking Skechers, dog. Skechers, man. Yo, I don't know if y'all feel like how I feel passionately about how whack Skechers are.
No, I remember really
when I was a kid, and you would clown motherfuckers that had Skechers on, right? And then I remember all of a sudden one day in King of Prussia, they had a fucking Skechers store. And I was like, what the fuck?
Like, and I now was, they're back.
I was so taken aback that they had real estate. Like, damn, they got a fucking store? Like, that many people? These white folks that them bought so many goddamn Skechers that they got a store now. Fuck.
I mean...
Unacceptable.
Skechers are now just bootleg Yeezys.
They were always they bootleg everything.
I know. But that's why people want them. Oh, you want you want Yeezys, but you can't afford them? Skechers.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's
I just
wild.
Sent you guys some shape-ups.
Damn.
You just want, Sam just wants shape
in
ups.
In the chat. Yeah. I'm just trying to get a fat ass. Rafiq knows.
Yeah, you need to do squats. Want to know what's fucked up?
Doing squats at work.
Looking at those Skechers shape ups with that photo of Basquiat. And just picturing him wearing them in that photo.
That's hard. I also sent you guys Z-coil.
Fuck.
Women's shoes.
The fuck
see these that? Joints?
Oh, shit.
What the fuck is that?
Yo, those shits look like robot high heels.
Yeah.
For those playing along at home, look up Z-coil pain relief footwear for women.
Oh, my God.
Yo, the Z-coils look like if you older, but you shorter, and you got to reach some shit.
You got to bounce on them.
They come with an app.
A huge
spring. They come with an app that elevates the heel.
Yo,
they're $260.
That's fucking crazy. I was just gonna say I'm about to buy like 10 of these and just carry them around with me for every time a little old lady asks me to get something off of a shelf for her at the grocery store. Be like,
yo, you
nah,
should do
nah. Put these on, get it yourself. Put these shits on, get that fucking box of pasta yourself, little old
lady.
Yeah,
get a little bounce in. You can get a little bounce in your stuff. Yeah.
Yo, those shits is wow. They definitely come with an app.
Mm-hmm. You remember Moon Boots?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yo, it's, Uncle Ryan could pour candle wax in them Z-coils, though, and sell that candle for like $500.
Yeah, no doubt. It's legit a spring. I didn't realize there's a spring. Fucking spring in there.
Yeah, it's a spring.
Yeah,
to bounce.
That's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's sick.
Damn.
That's sick.
We fucked up as
that's
a people.
That's Rafiq's shit.
90-year-old. That's what happened when capitalism go wild. But I fucks with it, though. I fucks with it. They got all the colors, too.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever color you like.
Fresh as hell.
Mm-hmm. Z-coil. Little reflective logo on the back. You feel me?
Yep.
Damn, $250. Nice. Fuck.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
They must be comfy.
You know
I
what,
I feel like
though?
I would fall right over.
You know what, though? They $250, but if you got the right health insurance, that shit ain't, they ain't gonna cost you $250.
They're free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I feel like I would just fall right over with a big-ass spring.
Mm-hmm. With your big-ass butt. Nah, if your butt would equal it out.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Once I get the shape-ups going, get my butt real big,
then I can go for the
Z-coils. Yeah.
Your bottom half gonna be fucking beast.
Yeah. Instead of lifting weights, I should just get like
just do all lower
small,
body.
Small up top, but fucking big as hell on the bottom.
Weak ass top, real boy.
Yeah, yeah. Big fat ass, no muscles on top.
That's lower the body of mule.
And just all flabby up top, but strong legs.
Skinny ass arms.
Yeah, skinny ass arms. Sort of like a melting kind of gut.
Fucking kangaroo.
And then just a huge ass.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Fucking kangaroo Sam.
Yeah, you know, pencil mustache.
You know that weird looking boy from West Philly, kangaroo Sam. Like weird as shit, always in the gym working on his ass.
That boy doesn't work anything but his ass.
I always work on his butt.
He's always in that weird machine where you kick back all the weight to make your butt big.
Got a butt for stoop sitting.
Yo, that's not. That's, yo, y'all fucking funny. That's not Stephen A. Smith.
Yo, it is. He tweeted it. I'm not even kidding. I'll show you the fucking tweet. I swear to God.
Damn.
He had a mustache when he was like 8.
A little baby.
It's out of control.
Oh my God.
Some babies are like that though.
Jesus Christ.
You know how like some babies have like sideburns and shit?
Yeah. Ashanti. Ashanti came out with sideburns like instantly.
Damn.
Ashanti. True. Ashanti definitely had. Oh shit, he definitely tweeted. Stephen A. Smith had a mustache. But the funny thing is he got the same mustache. It took him 50 years to grow like 4 extra strands of hair. Look who talking though. My mustache took me 25 years to grow a crustache.
That's true.
My joint weak.
Does Baby X have a mustache?
Nah, he gonna probably have my dad-in-law's hair pattern. Yo, babies are funny. Their hair falls out and then grows back. That's what happened with his hair. His shit fell out, then grew back. Now they're like he got a rat tail.
That's what didn't happen to Trey Young. He still got his baby hair.
All coming down his forehead.
Yo, I fucking hate Trey Young's hair so much, man.
I hate when dudes got hair like him, but they tell their barber to comb the bangs down and then shape the bangs up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shape
my Trey Young has some of the worst hair of all time.
Shape my bangs up, B. Dudes with hair that got hair that thin just shouldn't have shape ups.
No.
His hair is thin as shit. You shouldn't shape the forehead up.
Nope.
But that's like what we were saying in the last episode. Like motherfuckers be corny. Like, athletes, rappers, they just be corny-ass motherfuckers. They don't have nobody to tell them. No uncles, no aunts, no grandpops, no brothers, no dads. Be like, or our moms, or, like, loud-ass sisters that be like, yo, you look like a fucking idiot, dumbass. Come on, man, with that shit. Because you must like it. You got $1 million, motherfuckers ain't gonna say that. They gotta get that paper. Nah, I gotta pay my rent this month. I ain't telling him his hair look fucked up. You crazy? Mm-mm. I gotta pay my rent. Not at all.
You said Baby X has a rat tail?
His shit look crazy. It's kind of like a rat tail, but like it's like all the hair fell out except for the rat tail area, and then now it's growing back in.
That's a sick look.
Yeah, his shit looks silly. It's better now. At one point, it was like almost all bald, and they only had a rat tail and then like a patch in the front.
That's sick.
Yeah, it's funny. Babies are funny.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying earlier, it's funny how babies, when they do like baby talk or whatever, you know, you don't understand that shit, but you could tell they be concentrating real hard. Like, yeah. It's like a serious ass conversation, but you have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Just like, all sounds.
And they like practice and stuff.
Like, he definitely thinks he's talking to me.
And you're like,
oh yeah, I know what you're saying. Oh, for sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, Dad, why do I have a rat tail?
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yo, cut this shit.
Why you keep giving me the same toy over and over? Like, I'm stupid. That's what they told me to do.
He's got a big ass bin full of toys. Keep giving me the same toy.
Mm-hmm. Why I got this rat tail, Dad?
Babies ain't dumb.
No.
Stephen A. Smith is dumb as shit. What else? No. What else we got? Oh, I told her at work I was back on my cold shower.
Damn. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me clarify. Okay. I took 3 cold showers, but because the outside real feel is like 50, 45, mm-hmm. I'm not taking cold. I'm taking not hot.
Not hot.
Luke cold.
Luke, yeah.
But it's still a shower you don't want to, you wouldn't normally be, like, I got in, I was like, all right, let me see how cold I get this motherfucker. I felt great. I felt great after that. I was hyped. Everybody else in my house.
Help your day.
Everybody else was like, oh, morning time. I came downstairs like, ready, go. What kind of cereal you want? What kind of cereal you want, little motherfucker? Huh? What kind of, what? Huh? Apple Jacks? What you want?
Suddenly your baby just starts talking like, oh shit, mm-hmm. He's serious.
Yeah.
He took a cold shower today, motherfucker.
He's like, I want to take a cold shower too, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Put me in the shower.
That'd be some cruel
shit. Let my hair grow in.
Mm-hmm. That'd be some cruel shit. Give a baby a cold bath. Just be screaming.
You can't do that. That's terrible.
You probably get locked up for that. He gave the baby
giving a baby a cold bath.
He gave the baby a cold bath, Your Honor. Are you serious? The judge would be like, "Are you fucking serious?"
So he just said it would help the baby grow his hair in better. Yeah.
Said the baby would be excited about the day ahead, the work.
Yeah,
the work.
Yeah, the baby would be hype as shit.
Mm-hmm. The work day.
Yeah, you give baby a cold bath and then fed him Apple Jacks for breakfast. Mm-hmm.
Baby can't even eat yet. No teeth. Gave him Apple Jacks, Your Honor. Are you serious? Is he telling the truth, young man? Unfortunately, he is, Your Honor. Unfortunately, he is. You know. I didn't think people smoked crack anymore, but it turns out they do.
at Foreman Mills.
Yes. I found some crack in the fitting room, Your Honor, and it prompted me to go home and give my baby a cold shower and feed him Apple Jacks.
In the fitting room. Yeah. Do they have a fitting room at Foreman Mills?
Hell
yeah. Yo, if they have a fitting room at Jomar, they have to have a fitting room at Foreman Mills.
Yes, they have fitting rooms. That is so funny.
I've never been in the fitting room.
Fitting room is the only spot in that whole store that has carpet.
Yo, hold on. I just saw these.
Smells like piss.
Yeah, I fucking hate y'all. This fucking Trey Young, these goddamn Trey Young photos. Everybody shit. Listening, I mean, Google Trey Young hair styles worst. Trey Young hairstyles worst. Make sure you Google that. This shit looks like my babies.
Yeah. His hair looks like it blew in from the street.
Yeah. He really does have like official baby hair.
He does have baby hair. Absolutely.
Don't shape your infant ass head up, Trey Young.
He's also like, he's a totally normal looking dude.
Mm-hmm. His hair
and
is.
And he's got that. It's wild hair.
Weird as shit. I mean, it's just normal curly hair, but he fucking...
But the way he styles it.
Yeah, the way he styles it is weird. I think he need to let it grow out more.
Yeah.
But, Foreman Mills definitely got fitting rooms with crack in them.
Yeah.
But they do have fitting rooms. It would be crazy if they didn't. You would have to try shit on. I can see motherfuckers in former mills would easily take all their shit off and try some shit on right on the floor.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Butt ass naked, like pants down to the fucking ankles like a little kid pissing on a urinal.
Yes. Well, people in former mills go hard as shit. And those $1 t-shirt bins.
Yep.
Motherfuckers be diving in it under the bottom. Like you just... A dude just come out of the bottom of the bin like, got me a large.
Two Nike. Got me a champion large.
Got me two Nike Joes. Yeah. They just like, damn, this motherfucker was in the bin. Like he came out of the bin.
Like a pool, like a ball pit at McDonald's.
Like fucking like half baked when he came out of the fucking the giant Slurpee.
Mm-hmm.
T-shirt, got a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. New t-shirt, fam. Mm-hmm. Triple extra large Nike joint.
Yo, Rafiq, you know when you got me that cat?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking my feet up right now, so thanks.
Oh, no problem.
It's great.
You got him the cat?
Yeah, I got him a cat. I only fuck with old cats.
You remember the fucking cat, Sam?
No, I know the cat, but I didn't know Rafiq gave it.
Yeah, he showed me a picture. He was like, yo, you want this cat? And I was like, as a matter of fact, I do want that cat.
Yeah, your cat looks like my cat.
Yeah, this is true. That is not a lie.
Except mine is extremely fat.
Sam, funny as shit. How old is your cat, Sam?
She's like 1.5.
Oh, really?
Damn.
Yeah, she's young.
Y'all, I got young cats.
Well, we have two. We have one skinny one and one fat one. But the really fat one looks just like Aaron's cat, but just fat.
My dog definitely got fat as shit, though.
Y'all just gave me mad. All them pictures y'all we sent each other, I'm putting them shits on the gram. My Anton Dotson post?
Yeah.
How's your wife? How's your kids?
Very good.
I don't know if I've seen it.
Very good.
Dude, wild as shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... What was I going to say now? What was we talking about? We were talking about Foreman Mills, talking about Trey Young's hair. Something else.
Classic. Those are classic topics for American
Foreman. Foreman, easy. Foreman, easy.
Yeah.
Remember
Foreman.
Yo, I was in Foreman. Me and Seth was in Foreman.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a pair of sneakers that looked exactly like Air Max Pluses. Like, exactly. But it just didn't have a Nike sign. I was like, damn, those are so fire.
What do you think they were?
They was Foreman Mills's.
They were Foreman Mills classics.
Foreman Mills Plus. I mean, they looked like they would fall apart as soon as you step off the bus.
I'm sure they would.
As soon as you step off that back door, them shits was falling apart. But they was exact. Shitty materials.
All right, I got one more pick for y'all.
I'm ready.
That's a lineup right there.
Oh yeah. Oh hell yeah. You already know. With the with Bronny hair. See, that's the thing with LeBron. I ain't gonna go too hard on LeBron because we'd be spending a lot of time on LeBron fucked up hair, but like people remember when your shit was actually bald. Like, I would have just rolled with the bald. That's the thing, man. Like, just be normal. Be yourself. Just be normal, man. Just be fucking normal. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Because every little dude in the neighborhood make fun of the rich dude with plugs. Like, mm-hmm. Don't be the rich dude with plugs.
Yeah, you don't need to be.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, LeBron.
You can't.
He's doing everything else right.
But then he drew his hairline on and put a headband on it and then sweated that shit out. Mm-hmm. You can't do that.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to come through with plugs one of these days.
Disappointing us.
Which, plugs and a big fat ass.
wrestler hair.
White dreads. Mm-hmm. Plugs and dreads. Mm-hmm. Plugs and dreads.
Yep.
That'd be funny as shit.
That's right.
Trey Young hair.
That's right.
Plug so you can get Trey Young hair.
Oh, shit. Sam, your photo just came in.
You see that joint?
Damn.
Yo, fuck.
That's nice.
Holy shit. Yo, dude, barber was like, I don't know what you want me to do, fam. LeBron shit was pushed way back. Somebody's getting their shit pushed in. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. You still got the game on?
Nah, turn that shit off.
I ain't want that shit to fuck with my bandwidth. I got the cheap internet.
You got the cheapest one?
My shit was like, either talk to your friends or watch the game. Talk to your friends or watch the game.
You can't be browsing Instagram.
You ain't going to be doing both. You ain't going to be on Skype and on the fucking watching some streaming shit, bruh.
You're not going to be on AOL Messenger.
Mm-hmm. You ain't going to be playing PlayStation, AOL Messenger, and watching streaming basketball. No, 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 no. We will not do that. We are not going to do that today.
Not today.
Not today. And you want to be on social media? Mm-mm, mm-mm. You don't pay for that. You don't pay for that, fam. You don't pay for that. You get what you pay for, bro. You get what you pay for.
All right, should we sign off?
All right. We're going to cut it short. American Lunch Break. Episode
American Lunch Break.
9000.
Mm-hmm.
Peace. Hair grease.
Go listen to the earlier eps too, y'all.
Yeah, go listen to all the other shit too. Famos.
Mm-hmm. If you like this, this was only an hour long. Some of our old eps, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours. Long as shit.
Long as fuck.
You spend the whole day listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Alright.
Alright, y'all. Peace.